एकस्त्वमेव जगते तदमुष्यत्वम् आद्यन्तयो पृथगवस्यसि मध्यतश्च सृष्ट्वा गुणव्यतिकरं निजमाययेदं नानेव तैरवसितस्तदनु प्रविष्टः. सो प्रह्लाद महाराज इज हियर टॉकिंग अबाउट द वननेस ऑफ द क्रिएशन एंड द क्रिएटर. ही स्टेटिंग दैट माय एकस्त्वमेव जगदेतद् that you and this world are non-different. How are they non-different? You existed in the beginning before the world, Adya, Antayo. After the world is destroyed, you will continue to exist. And even when this world appears to be separate from you in the intermediate state, Madhyatas, that time also this world is created by you through the action of the modes. Srishtva gunavyatikaram nijamayayedam. So these gunas are acting by your nijamaya. नानेव तैरवसितस्तदनु प्रविष्टः. Therefore, all this is experienced, varieties, nana iva, the, which we experience, it's you who have entered into this. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says how, he, sutre mani gana iva, it's like a necklace is unified by the thread. Similarly, he enters into all of creation. So, Prahlad Maharaj is now, after talking about the immediate context where he was protected by the Lord, is now thinking about how actually the Lord is always there. Although the Lord manifested so dramatically for him on that particular occasion, but the Lord does not desert others at all times. The Lord is there, it's just that we can't perceive him. And this is a profound level of God consciousness, where we see everything as a manifestation of Krishna, his energy, his grace, and ultimately he himself. So this is not Mayavad, but this is the vision of devotion. Of Srila Prabhupada would say that just as everything connected with the child reminds the mother of the child, similarly everything connected with Krishna reminds the devotee of Krishna. And in this world, because we in our modern society are so much surrounded and in many ways entrapped by the creations of man, creations of humanity, so we can't really think much about the actions and creations of divinity. But even the best creations of humanity are ultimately based on imitations of the original creations of divinity. So if we keep this in mind, that ultimately, it is Krishna who is the original creator, and it is he who is surrounding us on all sides. So when I am speaking and when you are hearing, actually my capacity to speak, the way the throat works, is arranged by Krishna. Your capacity to hear, the whole structure of the ears and the nerves that go to the brain, that is arranged by Krishna. And in that way, actually everything that we are able to do in this world is by the arrangement of Krishna. And this world is non-different from Krishna in the sense that it is the energy of Krishna, it can remind us of Krishna, it can be used in his service. So this Krishna-centered vision of seeing everything as coming from Krishna and as everything being meant for Krishna, to be offered to Krishna back, this ensures that a devotee is never separated from Krishna. Of course, we cannot just sentimentally imagine that we have come to the level of seeing everything in relationship with Krishna, but we will come to that level gradually if we keep steadily practicing devotional service. At least when we have the opportunity to directly connect with Krishna by chanting his holy names, by studying the scriptures, by taking darshan of the deities. So when Krishna manifests himself directly and we connect ourselves with him sincerely, then by that sincere intention, we'll be showing Krishna our desire to constantly connect with him, and then he will reveal himself in ways that are not so apparent also. And then we will be able to connect with Krishna in other situations also, at other times. And then when we come to that level, then as the Bhagavad Gita 6.30 assures us, Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami sacha mai na pranashyati. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, for me I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So that is the state that Prahlad Maharaj is at. Even in the vicious clutches of Hiranyakashipu, he was never lost to Narasimhadev, nor was Narasimhadev ever lost to him. And we too can come, aspire for and gradually come to that stage by remembering Krishna as much as possible in our situations. Thank you.